This episode is brought to you by JStudy. Do you want to increase your odds of getting on Jeopardy? Want to ace the online test? Well, the guys and gals over at JStudyGuide.com have spent over 300 plus hours researching and curating the ultimate unofficial study guide for Jeopardy hopefuls so that you can save time and study efficiently.
You could buy dozens of books, spend countless hours researching the most common clues, and then try to organize all that information, or you could just hop on over to JStudyGuide.com and save yourself all that hassle. With over 400 pages of facts, video links, and memory aids, spanning presidents to potent potables, you'll have what you need to pass the online test.
JStudy has even been used by several past champions, so you know it's good. Visit JStudyGuide.com and use the promo code QUIZBANG at checkout to get an additional 50% off your chosen study guide.
Grab your JStudy guide today and you might just find yourself in Jeopardy.
Welcome to Quiz Quiz Bang Bang, the pub quiz practice show that hits you pow right in the quizzer. I'm Annie Flora.
And I'm David Flora.
And we're here to teach you more about trivia than stormtroopers miss their targets. There you have bad aim.
All the trivia.
How are you, David?
Better.
Because you're not sick anymore?
I'm not sick anymore, I guess.
Yay.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh.
I'm excited. You want to know why?
Yeah.
We have three new patrons.
Whoa.
We want to thank Tim.
Boo.
Utah.
Pow.
And Ezra.
Right in the quizzer.
Are you Batman punching them?
I guess so.
With gratitude?
Zap.
And Ezra also bought us a coffee.
Woo!
Thanks, pew, Ezra. Pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. We hope all you patrons are receiving your Valentine's Day cards. We mailed them out.
Annie, you jumped on the old Super Bowl bandwagon just in time.
Bengals, who they?
Improbable. Condolences to clever girl Amy Klein.
Yeah, sorry about that, Amy.
Sorry, Amy. But that'll be coming up. It's been pretty good sports weekends lately, but
yeah.
That's if you're into sports.
And if you're not into sports, but you are into trivia, well, keep listening. This show's for you.
Nice segue.
And this is how the show works.
Quiz Quiz Bang Bang is comprised of four rounds of four questions each, followed by the answers. After round two, we'll ask a quick-fire bang-bang question, where you'll have a time limit to give multiple answers. After the fourth round, the show culminates with the Big Bang, a final round with three questions whose answers are all clues to one final question. Let's kick it off with round one, question one. This one comes from OR Mike, and the category is movies, aka film. OR Mike has a question for Evil Mike. OR Mike wants to know what exactly differentiates a movie from a film. That's not the question, by the way. That's just for Evil Mike. The question is, The Deer Hunter was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, inclusive of 3 for acting. Who was the only one of the 3 to win? Question 2. Category, technology. A beaver was an attachment to what piece of medieval armor? Question 3. Category, book anatomy. This one comes to us from Utah. Thank you, Utah.
Thank you, Utah.
What is the term in bookbinding for the opposite of the spine, or the inside of a book where the pages come together? Question 4. Category, geography. What country was renamed from the union of Tanganyika and Zanzibar? And now the answers to round one. Question one. Who was the only actor to win an Oscar for The Deer Hunter? Meryl Streep was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and Robert De Niro was nominated for Best Actor, but it was Christopher Walken who won for Best Supporting Actor.
I like to hunt deers.
And win Oscars. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty sure Christopher Walken is Eastern European.
Maybe. When I get done with acting, you're all going to be wearing golden diapers.
What's your answer to the question, what's the difference between a movie and a film?
Mine?
Yeah.
You know who we should ask is Fighting in the War Room.
Oh.
See what they say. My very simplified answer is movies are mainstream entertainment and films are things that win Academy Awards.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, that's...
I think that's the general consensus is pretty much exactly that. Like, movies are mass-produced or more for consumers, and films are more art house type stuff or things that are taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
It might be a matter of opinion.
I think it's very much a matter of opinion. Like,
it's
I don't know.
It's a matter of opinion.
Whenever I think of Christopher Walken, I always just default to The Continental from Saturday Night Live.
That's pretty good.
Question two. A beaver was an attachment to what piece of medieval armor? The helmet. It was to protect the lower face.
And it was movable so you could eat a sandwich.
You can find that early on in Hamlet. I think he says something about the ghost having the beaver up or something like that. Question three. What is the term in bookbinding for the opposite of the spine? The gutter. Makes sense when you think of, hardbound books and the pages come in.
The dips down. That's a great question, though. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, didn't even think of it. Too bad the spines aren't also called strikes.
Hey-o.
Question four. What country was renamed from the union of Tanganyika and Zanzibar? Tanzania. Tan comes from Tanganyika and Zan from Zanzibar.
It makes sense.
Sure does. That math adds up.
Round two, question five. The category is theater. What Shakespeare comedy is named after the eve of the Feast of Epiphany? A festival where servants often dressed up as their masters, men as women, and so forth. Question six. The category is synonym music. In this category, we will use a thesaurus to replace words of a song. For example, if we said what song with a two-word title could also be called Flaxen Underwatercraft, the answer is Yellow Submarine. Here's your question. What song with a three-word title could also be called Minuscule Vermilion Warship of the Smallest Class? Question seven. The category is mythology. In Greek mythology, the Golden Fleece was a treasure famously sought by whom? Question 8. The category is geology. What word is used to describe a flat, elevated landform that rises sharply above the surrounding area on at least one side? And now the answers to round 2. Question 5. What Shakespeare comedy is named after the eve of the Feast of Epiphany? Twelfth Night.
By the way, that passage in Hamlet, it was Horatio who saw the ghost, and when Hamlet's asking him about it, he was like, did you see his face? And Horatio's like, oh yes, he wore his beaver up.
The math adds up. Question 6. What song with a three-word title could also be called Minuscule Vermilion Warship of the Smallest Class?
minuscule vermilion worship of the smallest class.
It's just as catchy. That's right, it's Little Red Corvette. Question 7. In Greek mythology, the Golden Fleece was a treasure famously sought by whom? Jason. And the Argonauts. I guess you could say Jason or Argonauts, and it's still acceptable since they were all
sure.
on that search for that Golden Fleece made by that Golden Fleece creature.
The ram?
Yeah. Question 8. What word is used to describe a flat, elevated landform that rises sharply above the surrounding area on at least one side? A plateau.
So there's a difference between plateau, mesa, and butte, in case you thought maybe it was mesa.
Yeah, mesas are isolated, broad, flat-top mountains with at least one steep side. And butte is like crested butte, so just come over here and look at our mountain. And you will understand it all.
Well, butte is a more weathered mesa. Like it started as a mesa, but then got weathered to where it was taller than it was wide.
Mm.
So that's a butte. I don't know how this place could be called a butte. I think somebody's dumb.
Oh, I think I've turned into a butte from a mesa. I'm weathered.
and you're taller than you are wide. That's it for the first half. That means it's time for the bang bang round. The category for this week's bang bang round is transportation. You'll have 30 seconds to give as many answers as you can to the following. Since 1983, Car and Driver magazine has produced an annual list of the 10 best cars of the year, with one car winning top model each year. As of February 2022, 8 models have won the award 10 or more times. Name them. Your time starts now.
And that's time. The 8 models are Honda Prelude has won it 10 times.
Wouldn't have guessed that one. Haven't even heard of it.
Dismissed. Ford Mustang has won it 11. Volkswagen Golf, GTI, and Rabbit has won it 19 times.
What?
You know.
The Golf?
The Mazda MX-5 Miata has won it 19 times.
If you said Mazda Miata, we'll take it.
And if you have a small warship on your mind from earlier that might have helped you get the Chevrolet Corvette with 23 wins, the Porsche Boxster and Cayman has 23 wins. The BMW 3 Series, 4 Series, and M3 have 23 wins. And the Honda Accord has 36 wins. Whoa!
Boom.
Whoa, Honda! Calm your Accord down! The Audi 5000 and A6 and A7 are listed on the wiki page for this award, but it's not listed on the Car and Driver's list. And between the three, it looks like they only won 9 total. So
that's unless I miscounted, but
yeah,
that's
so
what I found.
It's right there. It's right there, Audi. We see you.
The Car and Driver list did not list Audi at all, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But
because they're out of here.
They're out of here. It's no wonder that the Honda Accord's at the top of that list. I mean,
they own the magazine.
It's in the Bible.
What?
Jesus was a Honda owner. He said he came of his own accord.
Did you think of that?
No, No, I didn't think of that. Of course I didn't. That's in memes. Honda Accord, though, I mean...
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's never going to go away.
No.
Round 3, question 9. The category is parts of a whole. We're going to give you parts of an object. You tell us what that object is. For example, if we said crown, brim, band, inner lining, that would be a hat. Here we go. Butt cap, tip top, handle, real seat. Question 10. Category, music art. Who painted the cover art for the 1993 Billy Joel album River of Dreams? Here's a hint for you. It's the same person who appeared an unprecedented 3 consecutive times on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues in the 1970s. Question 11. Category, video games. In the video game Minecraft, the area where players fight the Ender Dragon is called what? Question 12. Category, history. Who both preceded and succeeded Clement Attlee as Prime Minister of the UK? And now the answers to round 3. Question 9. Butt cap, tip top, handle, and real seat are parts of what? Real seat is spelled R-E-E-L because they are parts of a fishing pole.
Fishing sounds a lot more fun now.
Question 10. Who painted the cover art for the 93 Billy Joel album River of Dreams? She was on Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues 3 times in a row. Christy Brinkley.
And she was married to Billy Joel at the time.
There you go. Because she was an uptown girl.
She's actually in the music video for Uptown Girl. And they divorced, but according to the internet, they remain friends.
Oh.
You might also know her as the girl in the red Ferrari in National Lampoon's Vacation. And girl from pool, I guess. Question 11. In Minecraft, the area where the players fight the Ender Dragon is called what? The End. It's just the End. Ender Dragon, Endermen, Enderstone, Ender Pearls. The End. Question 12. Who both preceded and succeeded Clement Attlee as Prime Minister of the UK? Winston Churchill.
Round 4, question 13. The category is food and drink. What kind of fruit is a cantaloupe? Question 14. The category is astronomy. How often does Halley's Comet past the Earth's vicinity? Question 15, the category is film. This question comes from Evil Mike. Thanks, Evil Mike.
Thanks, Evil Mike.
What movie is not about a Shakespeare character, but rather a look at the father of Venus and Serena Williams, and is almost a certain Academy Award nomination for the star of the film, Will Smith? Question 16. The category is pop culture. This question comes from Major Data. Thank you, Major Data.
Thank you, Major.
Which celebrity who died in 1982 has a tombstone on Martha's Vineyard featuring a skull and crossbones with the inscription, "I may be gone, but rock and roll lives on"? And now the answers to round 4. Question 13. What kind of fruit is a cantaloupe? It's a melon. A melon that is a variety of the muskmelon species from the family Cucurbitaceae. Question 14.
Just moving on.
I think it's self-explanatory. I don't think I need to explain that. Question 14. How often does Halley's Comet pass the vicinity of Earth? As a periodic comet, it returns to Earth's vicinity about every 75 years, making it possible for a person to see it twice in their lifetime. It was last year, 1986, and it's projected to return in 2061. So we have that to look forward to.
Nobody's going to be alive in 2061.
Oh, some babies will.
Man, you're optimistic.
Question 15. What movie is about the father of Venus and Serena Williams? King Richard.
Also, if you're playing the drinking game, that's at least 3 shots for every time you hear Shakespeare in this episode.
He wore his beaver up. Question 16. Which celebrity who died in 1982 has a tombstone on Martha's Vineyard featuring a skull and crossbone with the inscription, "I may be gone, but rock and roll lives on"? John Belushi. So, I guess John Belushi's grave actually got vandalized a lot, but because it was done in a loving way, like, fans thought that, like, having beer bottles trashed on it, you know, like, stuff like that would be things that he would appreciate, but it was really hard on his family.
Sure.
So now he actually is in an unmarked grave somewhere because, yeah.
They didn't want that.
They didn't want that, which is fair.
That's it for the regular rounds, and that means it is time for the Big Bang Round. The category for this week's Big Bang Round is food and drink. We're going to give you 3 questions, the answers of which are all clues to the final question. And keep in mind, the clue questions may not be from the same category.
Question 1. What is the best-selling first-person shooter game series according to Guinness World Records?
Question 2. What 2001 rom-com directed by Mike Tolan starred Freddie Prinze Jr., Jessica Biel, and Matthew Lillard?
Question 3. A system by which you pay for goods that you have ordered when they are delivered to you is known by what phrase?
And the Big Bang question, again, the category is food and drink. The Portuguese dish bacalhau is made with what dried and salted fish variety?
And now the answers to the Big Bang Round. Question 1. What is the best-selling first-person shooter game series according to Guinness World Records? Call of Duty.
Question 2. What 2001 rom-com directed by Mike Tolan starred Freddie Prinze Jr., Jessica Biel, and Matthew Lillard? Summer Catch.
Nobody watched it.
Nope.
Question 3. A system by which you pay for goods that you have ordered when they are delivered to you is known by what phrase? Cash on delivery.
And the Big Bang, the Portuguese dish bacalhau is made with what dried and salted fish variety? The fish that the setting for Summer Catch was named after, and the acronyms for the others. It's COD.
C-O-D. That doesn't sound like a dish you'd want to eat, David.
Nope. Although, I watched a little video on making the dish.
Mm-hmm.
apparently when they dry it and salt it, they dry it in salt, so it's super salty. And the process for making this, the most time is taken getting that salt out of the fish and then making it into the dish. Why? Why wouldn't you just craft a salt block, stick some fish fillet in it, and then eat the salt block? That's the only way to eat fish. Anyway.
So what you're saying is you would eat the dish if the fish was replaced by salt.
No, I would eat the dish if they didn't take that process of extracting the salt out of the fish first.
Yeah, but you're just saying that you want the fish to taste so salty that you don't taste the fish.
I want a little bucket of Morton salt just to be poured into my face.
Yeah, fair enough.
And there can be a fish tank near.
Okay. Fish can watch you eat a fish that doesn't include them.
Yeah. Very Portuguese.
Very Portuguese. So.
Fish!
If you guys want to follow us on the social media, we're on Facebook at QuizBang Podcast, Instagram QuizQuizBangBang, Twitter QuizBangPod. Our website is quizbangpod.com, where you can follow us on all social media from there, and also send us listener questions, which we love. And you can support us monetarily at patreon.com/quizbang or coffee. Buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/quizbangpod.
Stay tuned. We just recorded another Lord of the Answerings this past weekend. Hopefully that'll be out pretty soon. We don't know when, but it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
Look to the east.
It was super fun. We're so excited for it to come out. So, yeah, stay tuned. For this episode of Quiz Quiz Bang Bang, I've been Annie Flora.
I've been David Flora.
Here's looking at you, quiz!